Nearly 500,000 cannabis arrest records have been expunged in the first year of legalization. That's having some benefits.
And it is, in some cases, a very complicated process, but it's really worth the effort for folks. It allows you to move on.
That's Terry Ross, Executive Director of Illinois Legal Aid Online. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Friday, January 15th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Two men making history in leadership positions with prominent Peoria institutions will be the featured speakers for Monday's 35th annual Martin Luther King March and Service. Joe Deacon reports.
Peoria Chamber of Commerce President Joshua Gunn and Journal Star Executive Director Romando Dixon are the first black men to hold their respective positions. Dixon says their appointments are noteworthy strides toward increased diversity and inclusion throughout society.
We've come so far since Dr. King's message, and obviously we have more to go. There are more things we can do. But I think it's important to reflect on that progress with these kind of milestones we see.
Dixon says it's as important now than ever to spread King's message of love and progress for all Americans, regardless of race. Still, Gunn says tangible societal change requires more than just symbolic gestures. He says black people remain disproportionately negatively impacted by income and education gaps and criminal justice enforcement.
What we really need is true systemic change to address the inequities across systems that we share. So a lot more progress has to be made. And on Dr. King Day, we honor the work that Dr. King and other leaders did and the progress they made. But it's important for us to realize that the work has to continue.
Gunn says he and Dixon are playing an important role in helping achieve King's ultimate goal.
Creating a world where, you know, all races can work together and there's an equity of opportunity and we eliminate barriers and we create a more liberated and more equitable world.
In observance of public safety, this year's MLK commemoration will feature a car parade starting at 2 p.m. before a drive-in service at Manual High School. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County health officials confirmed 200 new COVID-19 cases and one additional death. This pushes the region's total case count to 29,559 since the pandemic began. The death toll is 467. And beginning today, several regions in Illinois will move to less restrictive Tier 2 COVID mitigations. That likely includes Peoria's Region 2. The Tier 2 mitigations allow several entertainment venues and recreational activities to resume with restrictions, including businesses like Morton Cinemas. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Illinois is now a year into cannabis conviction expungements. Some counties, like Peoria, wiped away their records way ahead of schedule, but others are still working through the process. Tim Shelley spoke with Terry Ross, Executive Director of Illinois Legal Aid Online, about the benefits of expungements and how people can expedite the clearance of their own convictions.
An expungement is effectively destroying the record, obliterating it from any public record. And the advantage of the expungement is that it gives you a cleaner slate to work from, right? So expungement and sealing is one way that states try to mitigate the disproportionate effects of the war on drugs on communities of color. So folks with criminal records are at a disadvantage from the get-go. And a criminal record can affect whether you are able to get a professional license, like a healthcare license, daycare license. It can affect your ability to get housing. It can affect your ability to get financial aid for your education. So it's really important to take advantage of this law and this opportunity to expunge and seal. And it is, in some cases, a very complicated process, but it's really worth the effort for folks. It allows you to move on. Everyone is more than the worst thing they've ever done, to paraphrase Brian Stevenson. And we want to give people the opportunity to be able to move on.
So it's been about a year now since the expungements of cannabis convictions has begun. Can you just tell me a little bit about, how's the process gone to date?
it's going okay. It was certainly boosted along by Governor Pritzker's recent announcement on New Year's Eve about the Illinois State Police being able to expunge more than half of, I think, the eligible records in the state. And he also issued a number of pardons as well through the Prisoner Review Board. There's some differences county by county, right? So in terms of the Illinois State Police are able to expunge as a statewide organization, but then they have to follow up with each of the counties and the circuit clerks who hold the court records. Each circuit court is different. Illinois has kind of an under-unified court system, right? So that just means that the processes aren't consistent across counties.
Tell me a little bit about how that might affect somebody. From a client perspective, what do I need to know? I mean, county by county, how this works.
You're supposed to be notified, right, by the circuit clerk. One of the problems, of course, is that we're expunging records that, you know, are in some cases many years old, and the last address of someone may not be current, right? And so if you do know, if you remember which county you have the record in, it's wise to follow up to make sure if you have had a change of address, to make sure that they have your current address so that you can receive the notice. So the law requires that the automatic expungement be done by 2025. So counties do have some time, right, to get through their records. You don't have to wait for the automatic expungement, right? So if you have an arrest that had no conviction on it and you want to go ahead and expunge that record, you can do it. You don't have to wait for the automatic expungement. The Administrative Office of the Illinois Courts is about to release, it'll probably come out maybe in March, a set of statewide forms for you to be able to do that, a motion to expunge. So for people just to be able to do it on their own if they don't want to wait for their county, right? So somebody in Tazewell County, for example, who hasn't gotten the automatic expungement for that record. Something that the New Leaf program, which my organization is involved in, and so are almost, I think there's 20 organizations around the state who are part of that network, and that really exists to help people get their records expunged.
That was Tim Shelley's interview with Terry Ross, Executive Director of Illinois Legal Aid Online. For more information on expungement resources, go to wcbu.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at wcbu.org.